And that is for all the saints who from their labors rest. It's a hymn we're going to be taking a look at on this Rumination Tuesday, which is also the Reformation, the last day of October the 31st. And with us in the studio is our good friend, Pastor Mark Smith.
Happy 500th anniversary of the Reformation, Tom. What a glorious day.
It really is. And a lot of them, a lot of the congregations were celebrating it on Sunday.
Right, we did.
Yeah, we did also. And so it was just really a great opportunity. But why is October the 31st? What's that remind us of?
Well, that's the day whereon Luther posted his 95 Theses.
Yes. And I for some time, have been saying, because he still believed in the purgatory at that time.
Yeah.
That the real Reformation document was the following year, 1518.
Heidelberg Disputation.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Boy, is that ever good. I mean, there's nothing I have found in there that is contrary to the scriptures. But he was, of course, making the great point that if there was a purgatory, which he believed there was, you can't get out of it by paying for it.
No. The whole idea of indulgences, of course.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Of course, if someone doesn't give proper offerings, do you still commune them? Oh.
Tom, you got to be kidding.
You don't commune them. Oh, okay.
No, I do, of course.
I know.
Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling.
Ooh. That's too bad that's not a Bible verse.
It's a good hymn verse.
It sure is. This is a great hymn. Are you going to be singing
it
Sunday?
Oh, I love it. Yes. Oh, absolutely. All Saints Day, yeah. And you know what's neat about it?
What?
It reflects back on Reformation Sunday. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might.
Yes.
You know, that reminds us of a mighty fortress is our God.
You know, the theme that the Missouri Synod has is
it's still all about Jesus.
Jesus.
It's still all about Jesus. That's
and
right.
And therefore, every hymn should be all about Jesus.
Absolutely.
And therefore, every hymn is really a Reformation hymn, and is also an Easter hymn. You know,
and also a Pentecost hymn,
and a Pentecost hymn, and a Ascension hymn.
Yes,
and yeah, I always like trying to mention in a sermon for sure the crucifixion, the resurrection, but
baptism,
also baptism,
and if you're having the Lord's Supper, mention the Lord's Supper. There's several things you really want to hit home about.
Yeah, I kind of follow the general prayer that Synod puts out each month, but I know you don't because you don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, that is an excellent prayer. Absolutely.
Yes.
I should figure it out. I really should.
Well, it's real easy.
For you.
No. LCMS.org worship, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
Then it's right there, and you can choose for whatever Sunday. I mentioned to him, though, I'll change parts of it. Like, for example, he always has a paragraph in there about going to communion.
Now, who writes that? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Will Wheaton?
Yes, sir.
He writes that. Okay, all right.
Excellent prayer. He's a pastor here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Director of Worship.
Headquarters, yes. And he's really got some good points if you go to that worship page. But when you go to lcms.org, you got to go all the way to the bottom of the page and click on worship.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle will be prayers for this year.
Uh-huh.
And he's got them all done through the end of the year. And has already started on the 2017-2018 year, which would be the next series. Not by Martin Luther.
This one?
No.
Yeah, William H. Howe.
Yes. But look at the
sounds
music.
Sounds like an Englishman. I wonder if this is English written.
How do you know that?
Well, William Howe, that's not... It's not Schultz. It's not...
You didn't get it.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Oh, how do I know?
Oh, boy.
And the music, of course, is Ralph Vaughan Williams.
Oh, boy. He really is a very good...
It is. It is really stirring, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you like to do it at the beginning or at the end of the service?
This one, because of its length, will probably be done during communion.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it all depends.
It is. It's a terrific hymn.
Not all hymnals have all eight verses.
That's right.
This one is interesting because it has three on one page, yeah. The next three on the next page, then you go back to the first page yeah. for seven and eight. So without further ado, would you please read the first stanza?
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now, in my promo, I indicated, for all the saints who from their labors rest. What would be the synonym for labors?
Persecution, sufferings, whatever they want. You know, bearing the cross.
Yes.
But bearing the cross after Jesus.
And that's the labors. It's interesting that when Adam and Eve fell into sin, what was part of the curse?
Well, she would bear pain in childbirth. He would, he would make his living off the land, and in the sweat of his brow, he would eat the product of the land.
Yes.
The thorns and thistles, heartache, sorrows, all that, of course, came with a fall.
So, what replaced rest?
Labor.
Yes, mm-hmm. Work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
except for the Sabbath day, right?
That's still they yeah. worked in a worship service.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I find that for all the saints who from their labors rest. So right away you've got the word rest. And it's a return to the Garden of Eden.
Right. Eden restored.
Eden restored, yes. And I think that's really important to remember that the Garden of Eden is kind of a mirror of what heaven is going to be like.
Yeah. Don't you understand that this hymn is talking about the church triumphant, wouldn't
yes.
you say, Tom?
Yeah, talk about what's the other church?
Church militant.
Very good.
Which is what we're in.
That's right. We're in the militant church. And that's why we need to think that these saints aren't those who have been martyred for the faith. Every saint
yes.
has been persecuted in the world.
That's
because
right.
the devil is after us.
That's right. Devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh.
Yeah, somebody asked me recently, I think it was a listener, why does it appear that Christians fall into greater sin than unbelievers a lot of times, and it's broadcast? And I said, well, that's easy. Why would the devil work hard on an unbeliever?
Right, he's already got him.
Yes.
He's already got him in his
kingdom. It's the Christians he's going to be going after.
He'll work around the clock on us.
Right. In fact, it's a mistake for him, but he doesn't realize it, to go after unbelievers because he hates human beings so much. Because the more he goes after unbelievers, the more they find themselves unable to do what is necessary, and they look outside of themselves for hope. So look at the book of Job is a perfect example. God permitted Satan in order to give a stronger faith to Job.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. You know what you're preaching on? It just so happens this week is the Beatitudes.
I know. I think I'm going to preach. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Matthew 5:11.
Okay, and
blessed
that
are
says,
the persecuted.
Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Yeah. And you're blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kingdom ours remaineth.
That's right.
As we sing.
I'll read stanza two. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. There's your Reformation mighty fortress. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou, in the darkness drear, their one true light. What this particular individual who wrote this hymn is doing is picking up metaphors
yes.
from the scripture.
Yes.
He's a rock.
He's a rock.
He's
a
fortress.
Fortress. He's the captain of the Sabaoth, the heavenly host.
Yes. I once said, you're Lutheran when they spell the word Sabbath wrong. But it's Sabaoth, and that is referring to the heavenly host. Well
right.
said. And, of course, you've got the darkness and the light. Jesus says, I am the true light. But once more, it's always focusing on Jesus. It starts off with thou. So read 3 about us as soldiers.
Oh, may thy soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm reading a book.
Now, there it's talking about the church militant.
Yes. Yes. And the well-fought fight. And I've been reading a book about saying that we do need to continue to fight. The Bible isn't antiquated because it was written years ago, because much of what it says is still very important for today.
Absolutely.
And that we need to fight as they did in the early church for the truth.
Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, the same things that they contended with, we contend with today.
Yeah, that's an important point. In fact, that's a quote from the book.
Right.
He uses that. And then he was talking about how the church came to decide which books were part of the Bible and which weren't. And there's one set of documents that could have been part of the Bible but did not become part of the Bible, like the Apostles' Creed.
Yeah.
And some things like that. Then
the Didache. I always heard that the Didache was almost considered part of the canon.
It was a lot about liturgy and things like that. But the individual who wrote it wasn't an apostle.
Right.
So that was one of the criteria. At any rate, for all the saints, we're also part of the militant church, and that's why we're referred to as soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read stanza 4. Oh, blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Now,
that's talking about the communion of saints, both on earth and in heaven.
We feebly struggle.
Yes.
That's on earth.
Uh-huh, right.
But they in glory shine.
Right.
That's in heaven. Yeah, this idea of glory comes about from 1 Corinthians 15, where it talks, there's a glory of the sun, there's a glory of the moon, etc. And I always talk about that. The glory of the sun is different than that of the moon. The moon is reflective.
Reflective.
But the sun is radiant.
Right.
It has its own. And so I always consider the sun referring to Jesus, and then the rest of us are reflecting him.
Do you ever deal with the question, the varying degrees of glory?
Yes.
That Scripture talks about.
Yeah, I often deal with that. They'll ask me, what does that mean? And I'll say, I'll answer that if you can tell me the difference between a cherubim and a seraphim.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I have a personal view on that. Your degree of glory is higher among those people who used a higher percentage of the gifts God gave them in their work here in the church. So that could mean a shut-in who's in bedridden but making phone calls of comfort to other people could have a higher degree of glory than a pastor who does lazy sermons.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, those are good examples.
But I have no idea whether that's correct or not. You know,
that's your personal opinion.
Yeah, well, because there's not a Bible verse to back it up.
Right. Right.
I say that a lot. Okay, this is not me as pastor. This is just me as, like, for example, in regard to abortion, I personally believe aborted babies are going to heaven. But I have no evidence for that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a feeling. And we can't base our teaching on feelings, though.
Right.
And so,
so it can't be part of the public ministry.
No. But one of my most requested sermons some time ago, it was about a year ago, I went through and showed 5 ways in which God saved infants apart from baptism.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And people hadn't even thought of them.
Uh-huh. Oh, what are the 5 ways real quickly?
Oh, I can't do it quickly. I can give you one.
Circumcision.
What about baby daughters? That's right. You will be silent because it's not said in the Bible. It is said they are part of the family of God.
Right.
But there's no circumcision for them.
No, that's right. Circumcision is one of them, right? Of the five ways?
Right.
Okay,
right.
What are the other four?
Well, we really need to stay with the hymn here.
Okay.
But I'll give you one other.
You got everybody out there wondering what you were going to say. You can't do it real quickly?
No, because it takes more. Well, okay. For example, John the Baptizer.
Yes.
There's another one.
Yes, that's right.
He received the Holy Spirit while he was still in the womb. And then, remember, Jesus took them up in his arms and blessed them. That's right. How do you know he's not doing that with aborted babies? Things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Interesting.
Verse 5.
And when the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. And you're going to ask me, what does steals mean?
I'm going to ask you, how do you explain that to a child?
Steals on the ear. I look at the context and I think it's got to be steals on the ear. It hits the eardrum.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's exactly. When you steal something, you're finding something or taking something and they lose it. But if it steals on the ear, I'm assuming what he means by this is that's something we were not knowing. But then we hear by the ear the distant triumph song. And that's what makes our hearts brave.
Right.
And again, our arms are strong.
When the fight is fierce, the warfare long. Sometimes it gets pretty difficult.
Oh, well, it should. You know,
absolutely.
If you don't have a difficult...
Picking up the cross and following after Jesus.
If a pastor doesn't have a difficult ministry, he's doing something wrong.
We got it. You know, in America, in some ways, we've got it pretty
much
easy.
Better. Yeah.
Pretty easy. Do you realize that there's more persecution going on this time in the world than ever before?
Than at the time of the early church, yes.
Yeah.
I've said this for a long time. Please tell me about a Lutheran pastor who was killed because of his preaching the gospel in the United States of America.
Yeah.
I think some were, you know, during slavery and things like that, and they stood up. But that was because of their stand against slavery and such. And maybe some of them were killed there. But unlike overseas, we're just preaching the gospel, put you in jail. Or put you to death.
Right.
Like in Saudi Arabia, their soldiers aren't even allowed to give out Bibles.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to see what's going to happen here in the United States, where more of our chaplains are being told you can't use the name Jesus in your prayer.
Well, and is homosexuality.
Yeah, exactly.
As that becomes more and more accepted and even almost the norm, as we preach against sins like that, we'll be zeroed in on.
Absolutely. So verse 6 is good. The golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. All are one in thee, for all are thine. Oh, I'm sorry.
You got the wrong one.
Yeah. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed.
Yes.
Paradise, where does that come from?
Oh, that's bliss that we're in, of course. Is that the interim state?
Yes.
That's not the final culmination of the new heaven and new earth, but that's when we're at bliss with Jesus.
Yes.
Between death and our resurrection.
The resurrection of the body to rejoin with the spirit.
Jesus said, this very day, to the thief on the cross, you'll be with me in paradise.
Yeah, that's that word. And a lot of people...
I think it means garden.
Oh, it does?
I think it has been used... I think it's got...
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think you're absolutely right. The interim place. Stanza 7.
But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. That's what it's talking about. The resurrection. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia, alleluia. Now, that's talking about the resurrection, certainly.
So the saints triumphant rise in bright array. Most kids won't understand the word array.
Well, array would be what we're arrayed in. Clothing.
Yes.
Raiment.
Right, exactly. And it's white robes.
Right.
That are white because they were dipped in the
blood of Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
It's dipped in the red and becomes white. I had a WashU professor who put together some chemicals for me.
Yeah, titrations. Is,
oh, it was really something.
Yes, I know. I used to do that in the lab where you
really
you drop two clear liquids.
Yes.
There are two clear liquids. And after so many drops, they call it a titration when it all of a sudden it reached the maximum and turned red.
Wow.
Right in front of your eyes.
I didn't realize
that was the strangest thing.
Triation?
They call them, all I remember is the term titration.
The titration. Interesting.
Yeah, I did not do well in chemistry.
Yeah. And
but I remember that. It's amazing.
No,
it's amazing,
it was really something. And then you could.
What makes it, red like that?
Boy. Yeah, I used that one, and then there was another one where you changed the red back to white.
Yeah.
All right. Would you read the final stanza 8?
From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl, streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, alleluia, alleluia. Now, that's a beautiful picture from the far reaches of the globe. The Church Universal is raised up, and they stream into the pearly gates.
Yeah, that's a really big thing in Isaiah and other parts of the Old Testament. And, of course, Jonah didn't understand that. He was sent to the Gentiles in Nineveh.
No, that's right.
No, they're not part of the people of God. And at that time,
God
they weren't.
God showed him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like Jonah.
I love that story.
Yeah.
It reminds me of myself.
Because it doesn't matter what kind of sermon you do, God can still use
That's
it.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I love that book.
Yeah.
Jonah is such a human side to that character. You
know? Yeah, and at the end, he's under that bush that dries up.
The gourd.
He cares more about the bush than the 50,000.
Yeah, because it was giving him shade.
So. Yeah, that's exactly right. And God makes that point. You care more about the bush than those people down there.
And much cattle.
Yeah, exactly. See, he thought that God would do to Nineveh what he had done to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Uh-huh.
But God had a different plan there. So for all the saints, this would be a good hymn. Because of its length, though, we're having communion. Are you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that makes a longer service, and sometimes there's things that are happening afterwards and this sort of thing. But the
Sometimes I'll do
certain verses.
Yeah, I'll do verses 1, 2, 3... 7 and 8.
So you just do the left page.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, if I've got an appropriate length of service, I might include the 4th, 5th, and 6th. But I have to say, sometimes we leave those out, and they're beautiful verses. I hate to do that.
You don't think during communion would be a good time?
Communion I think of as being a little bit more not so boisterous of a hymn.
Oh, really?
Calling for not such a boisterous hymn, but more of a solemn distribution hymn.
Although it really has
There's nothing wrong with this, but it's pretty boisterous.
Yeah, I'm sure at my home congregation, St. Paul de Pere, they'll have the trumpets going and everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, they have a Bach thing.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about it on KFUO. Louise and I are thinking of going to it.
You going to go to the seminary service tonight?
The seminary service
Yeah, they have a
tonight.
Service at
no,
7
I've
p.m.
got another engagement.
Uh-huh.
But that's at 7 p.m. at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
7 p.m., yes.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a terrific service.
Sounds good. And I keep having to ask you, you're here next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, yes.
Okay, but we're getting close to that
the conference time,
that you
right.
have to leave. Well, that was Pastor Mark Smith. We thank him very much for being with us today. I'm Tom Baker. Tomorrow is Insight Wednesday, and we're going to have some insights on All Saints Day. Just like last week, we had insights on the Reformation. And then Thursday with Wes Reimnitz. Until then, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.